Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Cabinet has approved Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. The scheme aims to increase crop diversification and sustainable agricultural practices, augment post-harvest storage, improve irrigation facilities, and facilitate availability of credit. Briefing media in New Delhi today after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, 100 districts will be identified in the country under the scheme, which will be based on three key indicators: low productivity, low cropping intensity, and less credit disbursement. He said the scheme will be implemented through convergence of 36 existing schemes across 11 departments and other state schemes. Mr. Vaishnav said the scheme will help 1 crore 70 lakh farmers of the country.
100 ऐसे जिले जिसमें कृषि पर तीन पैमानों पर वो बाकी सब जिलों से पीछे हो, ऐसे 100 जिलों को चयनित करके उसमें एक फोकस्ड वे में 11 मंत्रालयों के 36 स्कीम्स, इन सब को कन्वर्ज करके एक इंटीग्रेटेड वे में कृषि का विकास करें, ये प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना का उद्देश्य है। बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी, बहुत महत्वपूर्ण, बहुत ही एक गेम चेंजिंग स्कीम ये होने वाली है। राज्यों का सहयोग लिया जाएगा भरपूर इसमें, जिले के लेवल पे, ब्लॉक के लेवल पे और राज्य के लेवल पे गहन कंटीन्यूअस मॉनिटरिंग की जाएगी।
The Union Cabinet has adopted a resolution hailing astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's space journey. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla landed back safely on Earth yesterday from his space journey, representing the infinite aspirations of India. Briefing media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, Shubhanshu Shukla's space mission took India a step closer to realizing its own space station. He said the cabinet commends the Indian Space Research Organization and the entire community of scientists and engineers whose relentless efforts have made this achievement possible. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved enhanced delegation of power to NTPC from the extant guidelines of delegation of power to Maharatna Central Public Sector Enterprises for making investment in NTPC Green Energy Limited, a subsidiary company, and subsequently NGEL investing in NTPC Renewable Energy Limited and its other joint ventures. Mr. Vaishnav said this is beyond earlier approved prescribed limit of 7,500 crore rupees up to an amount of 20,000 crore rupees for renewable energy capacity addition to achieve 60 gigawatt renewable energy capacity by 2032. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that in the last 11 years, the annual food grain production has increased to 8.1 million tons. Addressing the 97th ICAR Foundation Day in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said that the annual production in fruits and vegetables and milk has also increased to 7.5 million tons and 10.2 million tons respectively in the last 11 years. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police of Bihar over the reported killing and burning of 5 members of a family on suspicion of practicing witchcraft in Purnia. Taking swamoto cognizance of media reports, the Commission has sought a detailed report within 2 weeks. The Commission has observed that if the contents of the news report is true, it raises serious issues of violation of human rights. On to sports now. In women's cricket, England were 185 for 4 in 41 overs against India in the first ODI of the three-match series at Southampton when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bat first. An IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over east, central and some parts of South India for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.